Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Nelly Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Karen Schuller, global leader of BDO's privacy and data protection team. Karen is here to speak with us about a very futuristic topic, a topic that seems to be cropping up in some of the more advanced retail environments, and that is the use of robotics for security purposes. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thanks, Natalie. Always good to be here.
Great. So before we get started, I know that the title of our episode is Security Robots, which sounds really futuristic, kind of like, you know, RoboCop or something like that. But for those of us who are not familiar with the topic, could you tell us a little bit more about the security robots?
Yeah, sure. I mean, happy to. Yeah, it's a fun topic. I mean, you know, just seeing what's going on in retail and how companies are transforming, how they protect their storefronts and inventory and, you know, multiple other ways. But you know, generally, security robots are autonomous or semi-autonomous machines. And these have been built to enhance store security and streamline operations. So they are equipped with advanced surveillance technologies like 360-degree cameras. They have motion detectors. Some of them have thermal imaging. And they can monitor store environments continuously and identify suspicious activities probably more effectively than human guards can.
I think that is so cool and amazing. You know, I've seen some of these robots before, not from a security perspective, but I've actually seen them in airports and in the lounges and such. And listen, I'm sure they probably have an element of security in them as well. So keeping all that in mind, what would be the real benefits of utilizing these security robots in the stores or maybe even in the airports?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's across the board. There's unlimited use for them. I think some of the benefits are certainly that we get, you know, just from a security perspective, we do get enhanced security. I mean, they're able to watch more than individuals can watch. It's actually, in some ways, there will be cost savings. You know, and then I talked a little bit about the operational efficiency because they can collect and analyze data on store traffic patterns and customer behavior. You know, they could help optimize store layouts, improve product placement, enhance marketing strategies. So they're not only going to benefit the security piece, but you can gain insights that drive sales and customer satisfaction. You know, they can also, help when you're integrating them with machine learning to adapt to different environments and respond to different scenarios, from detecting theft to managing crowd control during peak shopping hours. I mean, I always think back to, you know, people are lining up at a store on Black Friday and, you know, how are you controlling the crowd for those types of shopping events? And, you know, could these robots be quintessential in helping to do that?
Interesting. So does the implementation of these robots affect staffing levels, you know, security personnel in the retail setting?
Yeah. So their implementation, you know, of the security robots, you know, in retail, they do impact staffing levels and the roles of security personnel. But so think about it as the robots take over routine surveillance tasks. The demand for human security guards to perform those functions diminishes. That could lead to a reduction in staff in certain areas. However, rather than rendering, you know, these human roles obsolete, the technology advancements could help redefine their role. So security personnel could now be available to take on more strategic and dynamic responsibilities. They could focus on tasks that require human judgment, empathy, complex decision making, such as managing emergency situations, providing customer service, maybe analyzing security data collected by the robots. You know, and so that role of the security personnel could be evolving from the basic patrolling to a more sophisticated and customer-centric function. And it really could optimize security operations and enhance workforce satisfaction.
So we talked about it from a retailer's perspective, you know, how these security robots can be really beneficial. What about from a customer's perspective? I mean, could the presence of these security robots impact the overall shopping experience that, you know, we're always trying to create that amazing shopping experience for our customers? Will that impact that experience, you think, positively or negatively? Either way, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have both sides of the coin. I'm sure some people will be, you know, taken back by somebody or, you know, a device recording what's going on in the store. But think about it already. You already have CCTV footage, you know, live streaming cameras, those types of things. So the presence of these security robots in the retail environment, I mean, it can have a significant impact on the overall shopping experience. So you could enhance the feeling of safety and security for customers, knowing that, you know, there's this advanced technology in place to deter theft and ensure a safer environment. It could also lead to a more relaxed and enjoyable shopping experience due to that. Now, the presence of the security robots might also make some customers feel uneasy or surveilled, potentially detracting from their overall experience. You know, so I think, I mean, personally, I think if done correctly, the security robots can help retailers boost their image as being innovative and forward-thinking, maybe even being able to reduce some cost for the consumer, you know, because they're leveraging the latest technology to improve safety and security. So maybe inventory is better managed. There could be more strength. There could be more customer trust and loyalty, you know, and that's if it's managed properly. If it's not managed properly, these robots could be perceived as intrusive or overly aggressive, which could definitely negatively impact the brand's reputation. So, but I do think if this is done properly within a store, within a retailer, it can be highly effective. I mean, there's multiple studies that are showing that these guys, you know, they really do add to the brand and the loyalty of the customers.
Yeah, and then, you know what, the other thing that you mentioned that got me thinking is about theft. And if it helps alleviate some of the theft, that right. improves the accuracy of the inventory. If you're doing a, you know, buy online, pick up in store, the inventory is probably more accurate. And then it's also less cost for the retailer mm-hmm. or for any theft that they wouldn't have to be passing along to the consumer. So from a financial perspective, even outside of the whole staffing situation, I think it could be very beneficial for the retailer and then therefore can be passed on to the consumer. You know, having said all that, right? Yeah, having said all that, do you think that these adoption of security robots, are we seeing it now? Do we think it's going to be, you know, 10 to 20 years from now? Do we see it growing? Where do you see this placement right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we were talking about before we were doing the show, I think you and I both recognize that we're starting to see security robots or robots in different areas, you know, whether it's within airports or within a retailer, you know, around the world. And so I think it will be gradual. I think there will be significant growth in the next 10 to 20 years, though, and maybe on the shorter side of the 10 years. You know, the surge in the advancements in artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robotics technology, they're making these machines more efficient, reliable, and cost-effective. And so that is opening the door for even smaller retailers to use them. And so, you know, if you think about the integration of enhanced sensors and analytics, you know, that are going to further expand, you know, over the next several years, these robots will be able to do a wider range of tasks and adapt to diverse environments. So like in urban settings, security robots will probably become a common thing. They'll be patrolling streets. They might be, you know, patrolling public transport hubs, large venues. Shopping malls, their presence could deter crime, while their ability to relay real-time data to human security teams will ensure more rapid and coordinated responses to incidents. And so as these robots become more sophisticated, they'll also be able to engage with the public, providing information and assistance, maybe enhance the overall safety and community well-being. If you look at the corporate and industrial sectors, security robots could be invaluable for monitoring large facilities like warehouses and factories. They can be, you know, they'll be equipped with certain tools to detect hazards, unauthorized access, maybe other anomalies, you know, for security and efficiency. And they have continuous operation and they don't fatigue the way a human does. So there's a long-term cost savings and a reduction in human error. Right. Now, the other way we've talked about, and I'll kind of finish on one or two notes here, is education, healthcare facilities, other sensitive areas. The deployment of security robots, you know, there could be a need for their high level of vigilance and protection and consistent monitoring. And those are some of the most common ways. And so the progression, you know, it's going to bring forth like a lot of considerations about data privacy, ethical use, compliance. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be that the cost and the benefits likely outweigh the deterrence, you know, that we've talked about. So I do think we're going to see widespread use of these security robots over the next year, you know, several years to come. And I think there's going to be a lot of functional and operational uses, but also the safety and security will be a key aspect of what they do.
I have to say that between the security robots and the self-delivering robots that we have out there, we better widen up our sidewalks. Thank you very much, Karen. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to visit the Future Proof Retail Experience on our website to learn more about the technologies that will change the way retail is done. We say 20 to 50, but I think it's probably more like 5 to 10 years from now. Thank you and have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.